Just do it up, man. You
it's already... Angelica, aka Ange, aka Ange Code, aka Ange Bars, because I got all the bars and I go to bars.
You're gonna say all that? Yo, if the beat was on, then you came in like that.
Yo, can you play that beat now?
He was like yelling and shit.
Yeah, can you play that beat now real quick? Let's hit this one time. We got my roommate Christian in the building. Christian, say what up.
What up, y'all? This is cool.
Yo, this is one of the guys that knows me the most. One of my BFFs. Aww. And we're going to get started. Did you hear about Drake and J-Lo, though?
I did. Drake is a wild dude.
He went from Serena to... What he had? Serena.
He be falling in love with everybody. He got Riri, Taylor Swift,
yeah.
J-Lo.
Serena, Rihanna. Now he's on J-Lo. What were you talking about the music thing before? He's influenced by whoever he's with.
Yeah, and it could be either a dude or a girl. His best, like I was talking about how... He became best friends with Future, then he dropped the whole album with Future.
Jumpman, they were up to something.
A whole trap album with
and Future. And then with Rihanna, what he do?
And then...
was I need a one night.
So he stole her whole style. He's like, yo, I'm gonna date Rihanna and I'm gonna take all her style of music.
Wait, what was the other thing? Controla. And then it was, I'm too good to you. I'm way too good.
That song was
to you.
Hot though.
That song was lit. We was jamming on the way here to that song.
Facts.
But now he's with, do you think that it's a publicity stunt? Do you think that it's them being for real?
Nah, I think he's talking to J-Lo and now he's about to make some reggaeton music.
He's about to hit that Gasolina remix. What's it called? Drake, pra, tírala, pra. That's not Gasolina though. Then Gasolina. But what about Views? What do you think about Views?
I personally did not rock with Views. I liked a few songs and I'm not even gonna front. But I feel like most of it, like, there's just no soul in it. Like, I feel
the same way. He compared to his other pieces of art, because that's what I call it, pieces of art, this just flopped. It flopped.
No, I agree. I feel like Drake got away from making, like, real music and stuff that's timeless that you'll listen to 20 years from now and be like, oh, that was that song I used to bump. And he just makes music that's good for, like, summertime
in
or for,
moment.
Like, yeah, for the moment, for the now, and then he just, that's it. And he just doesn't care about it no more.
That's real. Timeless music, yo. I remember, I feel like there's so many songs. We were just singing, Let Me Be The One To by Mario.
That's timeless.
Timeless. What are some timeless tracks?
Some timeless tracks. Song Cry by Hove.
Oh my God. When he says, how's it go? what's a good girl's gone bad? She's gone forever. More forever. Shit, I gotta live with the fact that I did you wrong forever. Yo.
That's timeless music because that song came out in 2001.
That's
and it's 2000 and about to be 2017 and we still rock with it.
That's real.
Like the older people we know and then us younger cats know it too. So that's timeless. It takes a little I call it like wine. Like it takes a little bit of time to like marinate.
You
gotta
marinate,
like listen to it a couple times.
A little chicken, you gotta put the marinade in the chicken the night before. Is it marinade? You know.
I don't know.
My mom be seasoning the chicken the night before, dog. That shit was not good the next day.
So I can get all the flavors.
And then she takes a fork, she goes, toot, 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 and like makes holes in the chicken and puts a little sauce in the little holes. Yo, learn how to cook, y'all. If you don't know how to make rice, if you don't know how to make beans, if you don't know how to make some chivo, some chicken, yo.
Yo, chivo is really, really important to Angelica. Let me tell y'all.
I didn't even have this in the little script thingy, in the little lineup of conversation topics, whatever. But we're going to talk about it. So, okay. So, there was one time I was super, super, super duper drunk. I'm at my crib. There's mad people at the crib. Well, our crib, because me and Christian roommates. And we chilling. And I had some leftover chivo, which is stew. Like, it was like stewed goat. I mean, which is stew.
What?
Which is goat. Stewed goat. And with some rice. And then I start going off on this rant. And I'm like, yo, if you don't need Chivo, get the fuck out my house. And everybody's like, yo, what's good with her? What's good? What's good? What's good? But no, real talk, Christian. Like, if people that don't eat goat, or like, if you don't put the beans on your rice, I feel like you're not a real man. Yo.
That's not a little too far?
No, if you don't... Yo. Tell me, if I ever bring a man home that, like, and my mom is, like, you know, making his plate or whatever, and he's like, no, thank you, I don't want beans. Or, like, he, like, just asks for the little caldito in the beans, like, the little, like, the juice. Liquid juice to put on top of the rice, but he don't eat the beans, and he can't eat cilantro.
Like, picking up the green stuff from the rice?
He's picking up the onions, bro. But niggas over here eating ass, eating booty, and sucking toes.
Ain't nothing wrong with eating booty.
No. Oh my God, I didn't know he was gonna say that. No, I'm not with that.
You're not with it?
Eating booty?
So if a man went to you and he's being mad sexual, like, y'all having some bomb ass sex, he decided to put his tongue in your booty. Oh! What would you do? You just freak out?
No, it's happened before. Like, I've just let it rock, but like, I'm not gonna go whisper in my man's ear and be like, baby, I want you to eat my booty. Yo, I'm dying.
Yo.
I'm never gonna do that. No, yo. But let's what?
No, I just feel like it's just nasty, but it happens.
It happens. Or sometimes a guy will like slip the thumb in. Thumb. Little action. Okay, so since the year's ending and it's about to be 2017. 2016 for me was trash. But for a lot of people, like, so much stuff happened. But let's talk about music from 2016. What you think? What's some of your favorites, Christian?
Well, some of my favorites. Uh-huh. Definitely was Life of Pablo 2016.
Yo, Life of Pablo came out in February.
Oh, it came out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Yo, this guy on Twitter, he was like, I was like, yo, how is Views has a Grammy nomination, but Life of Pablo doesn't? I don't understand that. So that I put it on Twitter, and this guy was like, well, Life of Pablo wasn't even finished when it was released, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, okay, I guess you make a point. But, like, it still was finished in 2016. So I don't understand.
It's Drake.
Yeah.
You can put his name on anything. Just like Jay-Z was a couple, like, years back, like, decades ago. He was he made, like, Life and Times, 1, 2, 3, all those.
Yeah.
They weren't, like, I didn't really listen to him like that. But, like, it was Jay-Z, so it went platinum.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And Jay-Z's one of my favorite artists, so don't get anything wrong over here, but it's just a name brand. Like, Drake sold like 750,000 copies in his first week because it's Drake.
That's real,
and
yeah.
If we listen to it, the album's just not that good.
And you know what? Somebody brought up a good point that Hotline Bling, that song is on Views, and that blew up.
That's true.
Like, blew up.
If you think about it, that guy, he had mad hits on the album. Like, One Dance Controller, Too Good.
Even though the album was mediocre, like, he had, like, 5 hits, like, that came out, singles. People dance to them at the club. People get turned, whatever, whatever. But still wasn't a good album. Anyway, what were you saying? You said Life of Pablo.
Definitely Frank Ocean.
Talk to me about Frank Ocean.
That's one of my favorite albums of the year.
Yeah?
It was beautiful.
You were mad. You were mad with all those fake, what's that called? False alarms. False alarm alert.
I was stressed because he would say, oh, I'm releasing it next week. And then you have to wait a month.
He released that video.
Some thing.
Music video. I don't even know. I still haven't finished it to this day. And I love Frank Ocean. Guys, if you love Frank Ocean, you would listen to... he released a mixtape. It's called the Lonnie Barreau Collection. It's lit. And it's like over 50 songs on this mixtape. Yeah, it's dope. And it has some of my favorite tracks are Blasted, The City. It has some really good songs on it. So if you're a Frank Ocean fan and you out here claiming that you're like, oh my God, Frank Ocean, listen to the Lonnie Barreau Collection. Came out a couple years ago and it's lit. Something I really liked was Travis Scott.
Travis Scott was
Yo, I get those goosebumps every time. Hey, I get... Yo, that's my shit. What else? What's that song? Lose. I got shit to lose. Hold on, wait. Yo, that album was fire. That album was lit.
And that album actually got me into Young Thug.
Really? We saw Young Thug in concert.
I would always hate on Young Thug. Like, why you listen to this music? Like, this guy is crazy. Right. I don't even know what he's saying.
Yeah.
And I listen to I Am Jeffrey. I'm like, yo, it's kind of ill.
Yeah.
And I went to the concert. I'm like, this is double lit.
I was like, yo, he has some hits.
That I didn't even know about.
Like, I was like, what? You sing this? What? You on this? He was lit.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, there was 2088. That's with Big Sean and Janae Aiko. Is it Janae? I don't know.
She's just fine, though.
She is fine. But you a faithful man.
I'm a faithful man. I am. I love my girl.
I can't even. I love her too. Shout out to you. Hello. Yeah,
but I'm a Big Sean hater, so like.
Yeah.
I don't really like
his
music.
It's weird.
I feel like he's the most, like, the best mediocre rapper in the game.
That's real. That's the realest thing I've heard all week. He's so good at being average. He's really average, but he has like a couple of like bangers, like songs that kind of. What's the thing that like blew up for a little bit, and they was at the club, yeah, and people really liked them, like ass.
That was a long time ago. That was freshman year.
That brings me back to freshman year of college. Oh my god, memories. But
the red light party.
Don't even. We can talk about that some other time. Red light party alert. What else? So I asked my friends on Twitter. And on Instagram, and I was like, yo, what's something funny? What's like a crazy story that I've told you before? Like, you know, trying to prepare for this little first full length podcast, episode number 2. If you haven't listened to episode number 1, get hip. But I asked my friends, and a bunch of them were like, yo, the dildo story. I'm like, what are you talking about? We can't be talking about that. But I was like, you know what? Whatever. Christian's about to be on this, and he's the best person to tell the story. So go ahead, Christian.
So
please.
So I witnessed this firsthand. Still traumatized till this day. So.
Oh my.
So the job I worked at, it was work from home, and I can go to the office whenever I want to. And this frightful day, I decided that I'm gonna go.
Frightful day. You're so angry.
That I'm gonna go home early, just because, you know, I just want to maybe some Netflix, just hang out. And then, so I'm going.
You're really setting the scene right now.
It's true.
I'm going up the stairs. And the third step was creaky. And then, all of a sudden, I take my keys out, but I couldn't find my keys. Like, okay, my nigga. Anyway, go on.
You know, let me set the
set the scene. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I walk into my house, and I see something on the floor. I'm like, oh, bet. Angelica and Juan got you a new toy. There's some good ass people.
Juan is our third roommate.
And I was like, oh, bet. They got her a new toy. There's some good people. And I do a double take. I'm like, what the hell is that? And all I hear is Yuna barking, and she pounces on this toy, and she's...
Yuna's our dog.
Yuna's our dog. And I hear her barking, and she just pounces on the toy and starts going, rrr. And I look at her, I'm like, what the hell is that? Yuna, stop! and then...
Wait, what you say? Yuna!
Yo, I had to yell at her because I was like, what is that? I don't know what it is. And she lets go of it. Come to find out, it's just this pink stick. I'm like, all right, let me go in for a closer examination. Come to find out, this stick has balls on it, too. I'm like, oh, my God. Yo, this was an entire dildo that Yuna done snatched from Angelica's room. So I grabbed hella paper towels.
Yo,
and
I'm dying.
I didn't know how to pick it up. Like, grab it from the balls or grab it from the tip. But I just grabbed the whole thing, and I threw it in her room, and I just locked it, shut it. Ain't nobody going in there.
You locked the door. You said, I'm closing the door. This has never happened in
I was terrified.
Yo.
So because I'm a good friend and a good roommate, I texted Angelica, and I was like, yo, Angelica, I'm texting you because I love you, but... Yuna took your dildo, and I'm gonna need you to hide it in a better spot before she does it again. Yo, that was the craziest. That was just crazy. I don't even know how
it was. It was so funny. I took a screenshot of the conversation because all of my responses were LMAO, all caps. OMG, 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 I love you. You're the best friend ever. I took a screenshot. I put it on my Twitter. It's to this day, it's like the thing that's been the most retweeted, the most liked. Yo, oh, good times.
Wow.
Anyway, I hope that my friends will ask.
Let me interrupt the answer.
Yeah, what happened?
Hold on. Let me just do something on the mic. Okay.
I'll edit that out,
don't worry.
Okay. Well, but yeah, that's what my friends on Twitter and Instagram, you know, they asked for the story. Another thing that people, if you know me, you know that I despise from the bottom of my heart McBreakfast. McDonald's breakfast. Like, I just don't understand why I can't get a McDouble with some mac sauce at 3 o'clock in the morning when I get out the club. Like, I don't understand.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's breakfast time.
No, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not that I'm promoting McDonald's at all, because McDonald's is trash food for you. But if you know, that's the only thing that's open when you get out the club. You're not gonna go and have a salad ready in your car. Or some grilled chicken. So I go to McDonald's. Everybody goes to McDonald's. But I want a McDouble with some mac sauce or some french fries. But I can't get it because there's motherfucking McBreakfast and there's not motherfucking McDonald's. Like, I don't understand. Why can't you have the regular menu? Why can't you have the regular menu all day, every day? But now you gotta have McBreakfast all day, every day. But I can't have a McDouble at 3 o'clock in the morning. But I can have a goddamn hash brown at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why
are you so angry?
I don't like breakfast foods. And then when I go to McDonald's and I'm like, is it too late to get a McDouble? Yeah. Okay, can I get a 4-piece with sweet and sour sauce? You can only get a 6-piece, nigga. What do you mean I can only get a 6-piece?
What does that even mean?
You can't take 4 pieces out of that 6-piece, put it in a little baggie for me. You don't even gotta put it in a little 4-piece box. Take the 4 pieces, put it in a brown paper bag, right? And I'll be all right, and throw a little sweet and sour sauce in there. I can't do that, but I gotta pay $3.79 for 6 pieces. Boy, nah.
Wow, you really dislike McBreakfast.
McBreakfast is trash.
I love McBreakfast. I love McGriddles.
A lot of people do, but like...
And now they got it all day, so you know I'm there all the time.
But why can't I get a 4-piece with sweet and sour sauce when I want to? I don't get it. But we gonna move on, because I'm actually getting really red and I'm really hot. Because it really makes me so angry.
Are you really hot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah. What else? Ooh. So, since it's the end of the year, it's the holidays. I was reading on Twitter, I was on Instagram looking at some memes, and people, this is a realest thing I've ever heard. Well, no, not that I've ever heard, but that I've heard probably today. No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. But this is something real that I saw. That how people text their exes or like somebody that they're interested in or that like they haven't spoken to in a while, and they're like, oh, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I don't do any of that. The only people I text Merry Christmas, Happy New Year is my mama, my grandmama, my girl, and my little dog Yuna, and that's it.
You texted me Merry Christmas.
Oh, I did, and you too.
Our roommates.
You're right, but I'm a faithful ass dude. I don't know what that trend is.
I was thought.
But even though we do talk, we do send Merry Christmas and stuff, I help Angelica out with a bunch of stuff that she be doing. Angelica always comes, oh, what do I text now? And
talk about last night. What happened last night? I met this dude on OkCupid. One of my coworkers made an OkCupid account for me, holla. And I'm on it. And there's some cuties up on there. But I don't usually respond. But this time, you know, I responded. Started, you know, texting this little young feller. And tell him what happened.
So Angelica, I'm in the living room and she just comes. Well, she's sitting with me and she's like, what do I text this guy? He posted this meme. It was a Michael Scott meme from The Office. And then
The Office, it was a GIF. And he sent it to me through text. And I'm like, okay, this dude really likes The Office. What do I do?
And then so me and my brother are like, oh, tell him that that's a certain character and things like that. So Angelica's over there texting this guy mad stuff about The Office. Like, I love this episode. It's season 9, episode 6 with 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the episode. And this guy is like, who are you? Will you marry me? I'm just like, oh my God, the schemes are on.
I am a catfish.com. No, but I do like The Office. The Office is pretty funny. I think The Office is funny. But anyway.
But when, how about when you're actually with this dude and he's like, oh, let's put on this episode and you don't know anything.
I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna be texting you and Juan like, yo, what happens in this episode? I need you to tell me right now. So y'all need to have your phones on loud, please and thank you.
You're crazy. You're mad crazy.
But anyway, the new year is coming. This 2016 is ending. It's coming to an end. I hope that everybody has a blessed new year with health, success, happiness. Yo, health, yo, health, 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 health. Health is wealth. Health is wealth. Let's get on it. 2017, don't be one of those people that's like going to the gym for the first 2 weeks of January and then stops. Don't be that dude. You want anything? You want to say it? You want to add on?
Just have a blessed year.
A blessed year. Hashtag blessed. I wish that people could see me right now because I got my hands folded and like, you know, like the...
She's doing
like
her signature prayer hands.
Praying hands. Mm. And that's Ange Code. That's a wrap. Burr, 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 burr. 2 So y'all tuned into episode 2 of Ange Code. It's lit. This was the first time that we talked, you know, more than 8 minutes. I'm gonna be bringing a special guest hopefully every week. Stay tuned. This week we talked about
Drake and J-Lo.
We talked about views, best music of 2016. What else? Ooh, make sure y'all add the beans onto your rice. Be a real nigga. Add some onion. Eat the onions.
Make sure you eat some chivo.
Yes, eat some chivo, some stewed goat. If you haven't had it, hit me up. I got you. And let's talk to McDonald's so we could get this McDonald's all day popping. You know, I'm not saying take out McBreakfast. Let's just have all day McDonald's.
I agree.
And Merry Christmas if you celebrated it. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa's real, yo.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa, Happy New Year. Have a blessed New Year, yo.
Happy Holidays.
There it is. Oh, and that's it.
How about next week?
Oh, wait. Oh, that, okay. And stay tuned for next week for episode 3 of Ange Code. That's it, okay.